Hey listeners, ready for another deep dive? Today we are heading straight into some pretty intense weather. We've got a whole stack of articles here about the latest hurricanes to hit Florida.
Oh yeah.
The insane insurance hikes people are dealing with and families facing some really tough choices about their future in the Sunshine State.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack for sure.
It really is. And to help us sort through it all, we've got our expert here. They always manage to find those hidden connections. You know,
yeah.
Showing us how a hurricane in Tampa Bay can actually impact someone all the way over in Miami.
It is fascinating how these things connect, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Especially in a place like Florida, where hurricanes are practically a fact of life, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So let's set the scene here. Hurricanes Helene and Milton, they just slammed into Florida within weeks of each other.
Yeah, back to back.
And that's not really unusual for Florida, is it?
True. But what is alarming is the skyrocketing cost of these storms. Insurance premiums are going through the roof, and the data is pretty worrying for homeowners.
Worrying how?
Well, for starters, did you know that Floridians are already paying on average 4 times the national average for homeowners insurance?
4 times? That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No wonder people are struggling.
And it gets worse. After Hurricane Idalia, a lot of insurance companies are hiking rates even higher.
Oh, wow.
One article I read told the story of this guy, Anthony Holmes, in Tampa. He's been trying to sell his house, even dropped the price significantly.
Yeah.
But nobody's biting. And on top of that, his insurance more than doubled after the hurricane.
So he's stuck.
Basically, yeah. He's trapped between a rock and a hard place.
That's rough. And I imagine his story isn't exactly unique right now.
Sadly, no. It's becoming way too common. Potential buyers are obviously concerned about these insurance costs and the risk of more storms. It's impacting the entire housing market.
So it's more than just rebuilding after a hurricane. It's this huge financial burden that hangs over everything.
Exactly. And it's making a lot of people rethink their Florida dreams. Would you want to roll the dice knowing all this?
It's a really tough call. The Sunshine State has a lot to offer, but that price tag is looking pretty hefty these days.
For sure. We're seeing a major shift in the market. Data from Parker Labs shows a 50% jump in unsold homes in cities like Tampa and Orlando.
Wow, 50%.
Yeah. And at the same time, demand has plummeted. It's putting huge downward pressure on prices.
So it's a buyer's market then. If you're brave enough to buy that.
Exactly. That's the dilemma. The financial risks are getting harder and harder to ignore, even for people who love living in Florida.
Speaking of which, one of the articles we have here features this woman, Terry Peters. She moved to Florida back in 2016.
Okay.
And get this, she's already lived through 6 major hurricanes.
6. Yeah. In that short amount of time.
Wow. Yeah. And she and her family are choosing to stay.
Really?
They say the good outweighs the bad. The weather, the lifestyle, the sense of community.
That's incredible. It really speaks to the resilience of people, wouldn't you say? Even with these challenges, they find a way to adapt and persevere.
It's inspiring for sure. But I can't help but wonder, is that sustainable in the long run?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Derry's story is amazing, but it's just one story out of millions. We have to remember that a lot of Floridians, especially those in vulnerable areas or with limited resources,
right.
They're facing incredibly difficult choices about their future.
It's a heartbreaking situation for many. So while some are holding on to their Florida dreams, others are being forced to make really tough decisions about leaving their homes and communities.
That's the reality, and it highlights the human cost of these increasingly frequent and intense weather events. It's a complex situation with no easy answers.
Welcome back, listeners. We're diving back into the Florida housing market.
Right.
Where things are pretty turbulent, to say the least.
Definitely turbulent.
Last time we heard about Anthony in Tampa. Remember him?
Yeah.
He was struggling to sell his house.
Right. Insurance rates went through the roof.
Exactly. And it sounds like that's not just an isolated problem.
Not at all. This insurance crisis is affecting everyone. Homeowners, the real estate market, you name it.
Like a domino effect.
Exactly. One thing leads to another, and pretty soon we could be talking about a mass exodus from Florida.
People leaving the state entirely.
It's a real possibility, especially if insurance becomes too expensive to afford. Some people might be forced to sell even at a loss, or worse, walk away from their mortgages.
That sounds devastating.
It would be a disaster for families and for the entire state economy. Imagine a wave of foreclosures, property values plummeting, taxes drying up.
Wow.
The very things that make Florida attractive start to disappear.
So we've got this vicious cycle, hurricanes, insurance woes. It's overwhelming.
It's a complex issue for sure.
Is anyone even trying to fix this? Are there any solutions out there?
Sure are efforts being made. But it's tough. It's like trying to fix a leaky roof in the middle of a hurricane.
I can only imagine.
Florida lawmakers have been trying to stabilize the insurance market for years.
Have they made any progress?
It's slow going.
Yeah.
There's this thing called Citizens Property Insurance Corporation.
Right, I read about that. It's like the insurer of last resort.
Yes, exactly. It was created for people who couldn't get insurance anywhere else. A safety net.
But it sounds like that safety net is pretty overloaded.
You could say that Citizens is now the biggest insurer in Florida. Over 1 million policies.
Wow.
Which tells you just how many people are struggling to find affordable insurance.
So what happens if another big hurricane hits? Could Citizens go bankrupt?
That's a concern. And that's why there's been this push to get more private insurers to do business in Florida.
But how do you convince these companies to take on more risk?
Yeah.
Especially with climate change making hurricanes worse.
It's tricky. Some of the ideas being floated include things like limiting lawsuits against insurers, reducing their financial burden.
So making Florida less risky for them.
Basically. But that doesn't really address the root cause, which is climate change.
Right. Climate change is the elephant in the room.
It makes hurricanes more unpredictable, more intense, harder to prepare for.
And harder to insure.
Exactly. It creates a lot of uncertainty. And that uncertainty is at the heart of this crisis. Until we deal with climate change, these problems will likely continue.
So what can homeowners do in the meantime? Especially those who are struggling to afford insurance or sell their homes.
It's a tough situation. For some, the only option might be to sell their property as is. We're seeing investors coming in offering cash for these distressed homes.
But probably not for a fair price.
No, often at a fraction of their value.
So these families are the ones paying the price.
It's the unfortunate reality, and it raises questions about what the government's role should be in these situations. Should there be more assistance available, more support for these families?
It's a big question and a complicated one.
Where does personal responsibility end? And where does collective action begin? It's a debate with no easy answers.
So we've got this perfect storm in Florida, rising insurance costs, increasing hurricane risks, and a housing market in turmoil.
A lot to unpack.
That's for sure. But hey, that's what we do here on The Deep Dive, right?
We dive deep.
Exactly. And speaking of diving deep in the next part, we're going to explore some potential solutions.
Okay.
We'll look at everything from new building techniques to government programs to community initiatives. Stay tuned. Welcome back, listeners, to The Deep Dive. We've been talking about the wild ride that is the Florida housing market.
It's been quite a ride.
And it doesn't sound like it's slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah, not exactly.
So last time we were talking about some potential solutions being thrown around. What are some of the things people are suggesting?
Well, some experts are calling for more government involvement.
Like what kind of involvement?
For example, setting up state-funded reinsurance programs.
Reinsurance? What's that?
Basically, it would act as a safety net for the insurance companies. Helps them cover those huge losses from hurricanes.
So if a big one hits the state, can help out the insurance companies so they can help out homeowners.
Exactly. It could make a big difference in stabilizing those insurance premiums.
And maybe make it so people can actually afford to live there.
Exactly. That's the goal.
Okay. What else?
Well, there's also been talk of stricter building codes, you know? Making sure new homes can actually withstand those hurricane force winds.
So stronger homes, less damage. Lower insurance rates.
Right, in theory.
But wouldn't that make building a new home in Florida even more expensive?
That's the big question. Who pays for these changes? A lot of people argue that these kinds of government programs just put more financial burden on homeowners.
And let's be honest, a lot of them are already struggling to afford to stay in their homes as is.
Exactly. It's a delicate balance. Finding solutions that protect homeowners without breaking the bank.
So what about those who say just let the free market figure it out? What's their take on all this?
Well, they argue that as insurance gets more expensive, fewer people will want to buy homes in those risky coastal areas.
Makes sense.
And as demand goes down, prices should too. Eventually, things will even out.
So it's all about supply and demand?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But the question is, how long will that take? And who will be left standing when the dust settles?
Because if only the super rich can afford to live on the coast, what happens to everyone else?
That's a major concern. We've seen this happen in other parts of the country where rising costs have pushed out longtime residents and changed the whole character of these communities.
It's like the heart and soul of these places gets lost.
Exactly. And that's something a lot of people don't want to see happen in Florida.
So we've talked about government solutions and free market solutions. What about something a little more out of the box?
Like what?
Well, we touched on those dome homes earlier. Remember, Those things are built to withstand some serious weather.
They are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Plus, they're much more energy efficient than traditional homes.
So they could be part of the solution?
Potentially. They're not for everyone, of course.
Mm.
But they do offer a glimpse into what more resilient building could look like.
Definitely. And what about those community insurance pools? We talked about those a bit.
Right, where neighbors basically team up and share the risk.
It's like a neighborhood watch program, but for hurricanes.
Exactly. It can be a really effective way to keep insurance affordable, especially in places where those big national companies don't want to take the risk.
It's like people coming together to help each other out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that community spirit is a big part of what makes Florida special.
It really is.
Oh.
So it sounds like there's no one magic solution here.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a combination of things. Policy changes, innovation, community action.
And some tough conversations about what's most important.
Absolutely. It's about finding ways to protect both people and the places they love.
And that's a conversation worth having. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Florida housing market, I think we can all agree that the future is uncertain.
That's for sure.
But by understanding the challenges and exploring all the options, we can make more informed decisions about our own roles in this evolving story.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. Asking questions, seeking solutions, and never being afraid to dive deep into the issues that matter most. So until next time, stay curious, listeners.